This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Nationally syndicated on the GCN Live radio network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we are heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And while you're there, click on the USCCA logo link to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, joining us, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Briefly, and just finishing up the discussion here, we talked before the top of the hour, just gave a little tease to Russia making an effort, not making an effort to comply with the nuclear treaty, and that Mike Pompeo is taking a tough stance on that. Now, does that set up because we had a question here from a listener, Nicole says, would that set up another meeting between Putin and Trump?
Yes.
Okay, any ideas on when that might happen?
No.
Okay.
But that's been floated. It's been sitting out there. Remember, late last year, there was the chatter that Trump had invited Putin to come visit the United States. Remember that one?
I do.
And then they said, oh, it will be after the first of the year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll definitely do that.
Now, we have got these trade talks with China going on in Beijing, and it's really gotten nasty because one of these Chinese admirals came out and said, you know, it might be a little interesting if we just happened to accidentally sink an American aircraft carrier with 5,000 people aboard.
Well, we're certainly in these trade talks when you have a whole separate component that's happening here. With the military side, China, they're complicating things in a big way. You've got the diplomatic process that's on one side, and then you've got the military process on the other, which is dealing with the South China Sea. So. It's not a pretty thing out there at all, when it comes to dealing with China. So, I don't know. I think Mike Pompeo's probably got clearly one of the worst jobs, in government right now, which would say to you, given where we are today, a lot of these things should have been handled, or they caused a crisis was caused at the end of the John Kerry State Department. So, and they're going to continue to test Pompeo, and they're going to continue to test Trump. Now, interestingly enough, you've got this Chinese admiral or whatever it was that said that,
his name was Liu. There was a combination name. The last name was Liu.
But you know, he just says that the United States doesn't have the will to one win or one fight and then will to win. And, you know, that might be a provocative statement, challenging the posture of the United States in any kind of a military conflict.
Now, we have a question from a listener who's sitting at a truck stop in San Antonio. He's a driver for FedEx. His name is Patrick. And he's saying, Captain, I love listening to your program. I just found out since you're on the air over here right now, and I love your segments with Denise. How many countries claim credit to the South China Sea?
Well, only China is claiming credit to ownership of the South China Sea. But what's at issue here is the South China Sea is a global maritime pathway. You know, it's a country after country after country can use it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Arabian Gulf or, you know, the Persian Gulf. I mean, they don't get to claim ownership of something, but that's what they're doing. So it could go sideways pretty quickly and I would argue in some cases it already has.
Yeah.
Because they've militarized those islands.
Right.
So it's a bad situation here, and we've got a lot that we can use against China, but China is not fearing us in the least, except on the trade side.
Right.
You know, we can hurt them, but then they can turn around and hurt us. But you notice what's kind of fascinating, again, is that nobody in the Obama administration ever even spoke about the South China Sea or any kind of trade issues, did they?
No, not at all. Nope.
Yeah, so this is what's left over here is a bad deal. But, you know, we could say that. Let's is going to say that that Trump opened a can of worms. Well, I will say that there are some Democrats, on the other hand, that do agree with the posture that Trump has taken when it comes to China.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, we've got another question for Denise, and I'll ask her when we come back. I shall return. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself. And the last person standing is the first person police are going to be looking at the scene of a self-defense, whatever it is that it involves, whether it's a gun, a knife, a ball bat, a club, whatever. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So I want you to go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that big USCCA logo link that's right there. A screen will drop down when you get to the website asking you if you want to enter the free gun a day sweepstakes giveaway, and that's free, as in F-R-E-E. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. And then while you're there, consider becoming a member, because if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. So that's the USCCA logo on my website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Brazil and their new president says that he's open to having a U.S. military base there. I don't know if we're talking ground pounders or we're talking the Navy or what we're talking. What say you?
Well, yeah, we don't know that either. There may be more of somewhere, obviously, between Army or Navy. But what's particularly interesting is that Bolsonaro, I guess is his name. He just entertained.
We'll just call him Bully.
He just entertained Bibi Netanyahu.
Right.
So,
I think it is a step to begin to kind of put some things in place. Now, remember how many times that Mike Pence had been down to Latin America.
I do.
In the last year or so. Mm-hmm. So we are certainly hoping to make some inroads when it comes to reasserting friendships and whatnot in relationships. I shouldn't say necessarily friendships, but relationships in Latin America. It's about time. There's a lot that was, again, left on the table that was unaddressed by the Obama administration and John Kerry and even Hillary. They never even spoke about anything when it came to Latin America. So I'm kind of happy that these things are happening when it comes to moves in Latin America. And we may, I would say, in this particular case, if we go ahead and put a base of some sort in Latin America,
mm-hmm.
It would also then give us a location by which the United States can begin to use it for Southern Command.
Mm-hmm.
And help out with a lot of this nastiness when it comes to migrants, narcotics, and maybe even Venezuela.
Okay.
And Cuba.
And folks, I'm speaking.
And Russia.
And folks, I'm speaking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles that she writes, and you get the daily sit rep with different things sent to you. There you go. All right, now I'm going to skip something for a second because I'm going to come back to it. British police are now training for what they feel are going to be riots in case of the North Ireland Brexit vote and the pullout of North Ireland. Is it going to get that bad there to where you think they're going to have to do whatever?
Look, this Brexit thing is just not going where it needs to go. Those that voted in Britain for Brexit are just furious at Theresa May.
Uh-huh.
And I would say rightly so. And Northern Ireland, we remember those things very, very well back from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a volatile condition. So I would say that it's a prudent measure that they prepare for whatever may come, for sure.
Now, again, we're hearing about the Taliban. We're hearing about peace talks in Afghanistan. I believe they're going on in Afghanistan.
They're going on in Qatar.
Oh, Qatar. All right. And we talked the other day about some of these, the group of five that were released for Bo Bergdahl, that they're in the middle of this?
Yeah, Guantanamo, Taliban 5.
They're in the middle of these negotiations?
They are the diplomats.
Okay. Now, the U.S. general in charge of the Afghanistan forces tells the NATO troops there to prepare themselves for positive or negative consequences as a result of the peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban to try to end this 17-year war. I take that as a double-edged sword. He apparently thinks that regardless of what happens, it ain't going to be good.
I agree with him. Look, the Taliban, they have every incentive to punk the United States in these talks. They've got every incentive to do that. But what is particularly disturbing about all this is nobody in the Afghan government is part of these talks. When, in fact, we're talking about Afghanistan.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of Zalmay Khalilzad at all, but that's a topic for another day. He is the U.S. envoy that is leading these talks with the Taliban in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't believe that we can trust any of this. We've been snake bit, once before when it came to Iraq. So I don't know. I mean, do we want to get out of Afghanistan? Yeah. Does it just appear that that's likely to happen anytime soon?
No.
I don't think so.
By the way, something else here. Yesterday it was revealed about the letter that was sent to President Trump from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un requesting a meeting be set between the two of them. And the president said that in the not-too-distant future, they're going to restart the talks about the North's nuclear programs. Now, we're not privileged as to when that could be, but do you think it'll be in the next month or two?
Not in the next month or so. I would say probably maybe this spring, sometime later this spring, but not any sooner than that.
Okay, now, of course, everybody's chin just dropped when you said that, because everybody's hoping that this Korean situation will work out. And I'm still sitting here, you know, kind of scratching my head wondering if we're just spinning our wheels again.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound like a defeatist here. I mean,
I don't
either. We're clearly in a place that we haven't been in decades.
Right.
When it comes to North Korea.
Right.
But when it comes to North Korea, too, it is not exclusively talks of North Korea. You've got Japan, you've got Iran, you've got Russia, you've got South Korea.
Right.
So it isn't. It's a very complicated situation here. And you know, little Kim, what does he want? He wants those sanctions lifted. Well, we're not going to do that. But we're in a better place than we were, I would say. So let's put it that way.
Okay, now we got a question here from a listener. Let's see here. This is Perry, and Perry is listening to us in St. Louis, Missouri. He's currently sitting in the rest area there, getting ready to go make a delivery. Drives for Siouxland Transport. Okay, Perry is saying, is it true? wait a minute. I don't understand this. Well, I'll read it the way he said it. We can figure it out. Is it true that the president can use his executive powers to build a wall? I guess he's talking about Mexico here.
Yes, in a technical legal sense. But I would tell you that the left, the Ninth Circuit, whatever other circuit, they would challenge his authority and challenge that executive order in a New York minute.
And then it winds up going to the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you on the weekend show. You have a good day and try to stay out of the fog.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise said she's sitting up there, one of the highest points in the Pinellas County, and it's very foggy. So be careful out there in the highways and byways today. Bridges here in the Tampa Bay area, we've had reports of zero visibility. Be careful. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's
Bacon Lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. House Democrats are looking to get the government running again while giving Congress time to deal with a budget impasse over border wall funding. Newly elected House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's a reason President Trump keeps talking about the wall.
He does not want them to know what he's doing to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security in his budget proposal. He does not want them to know what he's doing to clean air and clean water and the rest in his Department of Interior and of EPA. He does not want them to know how he is hurting them, so he keeps the subject on the wall. He's a master of diversion.
President Trump made his first ever appearance at the White House briefing room podium to speak.
So I congratulate Nancy. Tremendous, tremendous achievement.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're in a go-nowhere, do-nothing job with no chance for a pay raise or a promotion, I got a great idea for you. And for those of you coming out of high school, or those of you maybe thinking about a career and you don't know what you want to do, give this a listen.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and girls, civilians and veterans too. If you're in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, for our listeners up there in the Northeast. Very convenient, very handy for you. And the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-demand, paying job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a field where they've got an instant need for the people once they get certified and they get their credentials. Once you finish that course, you'll hit the ground running, you'll have a job, and away you go. Want to make $50,000 a year? How about $60,000? How about $70,000? How about $80,000? How about $100,000 a year? Well, you can certainly do it as an aviation maintenance tech. And the way you do that is go overseas and go to work for one of the military contractors in one of the countries where they're at, because there's a desperate need for aviation maintenance techs all around the world. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, the military right now, new for 2019, from tanks to strikers, major brigade combat team conversions are coming this year, just as the Army shifted from a division-level focus to modular brigade combat teams early in the Iraq War for the post-9/11 combat. The service has begun changes to the existing BCTs to pivot back to a near-peer fight. So there's going to be some adaptions coming to the strikers. Can't wait to see what that's going to be. That's quite an interesting combat vehicle. Also new in 2019, the Army and Marines will test fire the next generation weapon prototypes this summer. The long-awaited replacement to the standard M16 and M4 service weapon and the squad-level light machine gun are expected to be on the firing line this summer. Also new this year, the Army and Marines will put 4 robotic gear mules to the test in rugged, austere conditions as they find new ways to incorporate robots and autonomous or semi-autonomous vehicles into warfighting. That's captured the attention of many a researcher, programs, and top commanders in recent years. But nothing as basic and practical as a gear mule concept has come so close to reality. And also new this year, 2019, the Army's basic infantry training is about to get longer, and it could be a sign of broader changes to come, too. Now, we knew about this. We knew this was coming. And the Army, in need of recruits, has turned their focus to liberal-leaning cities. Guess what? Army recruiters in Seattle can earn a Friday off for each new soldier they enlist. But in a city with a thriving tech industry with a long history of anti-war protesters, the recruiters haven't gotten many long weekends because it's kind of hard to recruit in one of those liberal cities. All right, let's go to the phone lines because I do believe we've got Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana on the line. Is that you, sir?
This is me. I was listening to Denise talk about the South China Sea and the Chinese.
Right.
That's kind of right up my alley.
Yeah, they've threatened to sink one of our carriers just to get our attention.
Well, they're quickly developing a way to do it.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's by railgun or the Shandong missile, which is a carrier killer missile that has a 1,000-mile range.
Right.
But I've never quite understood it. After Vietnam, we turned our attention to the Middle East after the Yom Kippur War in 73. Now we're kind of taking our attention back away from the Middle East, back to Southeast Asia, where it probably should have never left to begin with.
Right.
But, you know, when you look someplace like the Persian Gulf, you know, the United States Navy controls the Persian Gulf.
Uh-huh.
No Navy has ever controlled it as like we did. But we use very little Persian Gulf oil, and we haven't for about 5, 6, 7 years. The Chinese are the number one users of Persian Gulf oil,
uh-huh.
Be it Iran, be it Saudi Arabia. I always thought that was a weird thing. We put sanctions back on Iranian oil, but we exempted China, South Korea, Japan, Russia, and Turkey.
Because they're going to buy it.
They're going to buy it either way, and it's kind of a joke. Now, to the American press, to the American people, it sounds like we're doing something. I'm not a big fan of sanctions because point out a country where it's worked that didn't have a population under 3 million, you know, Panama, Haiti. You know, we've had sanctions on Cuba forever, and the communists are still in Havana. But as far as what you asked, Denise, you know, who controls it? Well, Vietnam claims part of it. The Philippines claim part of it. Malaysia, Indonesia. But you still have the freedom of navigation through there. Now, the Spratly Islands, the Chinese have now claimed that. The Nine Dash Line. So, you know, the Philippines have lost territory to them. The Chinese actually took one island from South Vietnam right before it fell in 75. So they fortified. They built islands. They built airstrips. You know, now when you send an American warship, you're no more than 12 miles away from a Chinese airstrip or a Chinese missile battery. But the thing of it is, now the Navy is playing catch-up.
Yeah.
You know, and we have been playing catch-up since the first Bush. You know, once peace broke out in the late 80s, early 90s, we've let our military go to crap. We got pinned down in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I said back in 05 and 04, once we're through with this war, these two wars and these two countries, the United States is going to walk away going, what happened to the rest of the world while we're gone? And now you're seeing it. You know, our Navy is behind the time. The Chinese have pretty much perfected a rail gun. That was something USS Gerald R. Ford was supposed to be able to do, but we're years behind them. We're 10 years behind the electromagneto gun that can fire just a metal object. Supersonic sounds, hypersonic sounds. It could take out any ship we got. So now the Navy is talking about building ships or buying ships with oil tankers, anchoring in there. Semi-permanent. You can fly on them. You can store weapons. You can store munitions, food. You could put Marines, air crews on these. So we could duplicate what the Chinese have taken the last 20 years building these artificial islands. We'll just have a big ship like an oil tanker there that can hold 3,600 men. And I you know, that is 65% of all maritime traffic comes through the South China Sea.
Well, my former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely, along with Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, several years ago proposed the lily pad strategy, which was basically stationing an MEU force on these different aircraft carriers around the world so that they could go at a moment's notice to any hot spot, get in, get out.
Well, you know, one of the things you hear on the media is how much we spend on our military. This is our military spending. But you look how much we spend and what we get for it. You could spend, the Chinese spend a lot less and get a lot more for their buck. Like I've always railed against the USS Gerald Ford would have hated that aircraft carrier knowing the cost overruns. It's all elect. They were supposed to be able to build three. You can only afford to build one. The Zimwald, which has an aluminum hull and it can catch fire if it's hit right.
Yeah, and they're going to build more of them too, by the way. Okay, got to go, Dan. Here comes the music. Can you do me a favor? Call me on the weekend show. We'll continue the conversation.
Will do. I will talk to you then Friday night or Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. All right. That's Dan the Man. Dan the Man, by the way, has got quite a dossier himself. Those of you that have heard him before, you know what I'm talking about. He's been in a couple of different administrations, worked for a long, long time for the U.S. Senate. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey-ho, Captain. It's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bather suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, oh, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good night.
Stay tuned to the continuing adventures of Melvin in his bass boat as he continues to scurry around the Gulf of Mexico. All right, well, you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast. All the tourists that are down here, all the tourists that are coming, everybody getting out of the snow zones. Brought to you by Freedom Boat Club. Yep, Freedom Boat Club. You don't need to own a boat. You can belong to the Freedom Boat Club and get a boat anywhere at their 168 locations across the United States. But for today, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, we've got a chance of showers. Now, along with that chance of showers, we'll be breezy today. In and out of the winds, so it'll be gusting up to as high as 25 miles per hour this afternoon in some of the storms that may or may not be coming through. Right now, we've got fog to contend with. There are patchy areas of dense, and I do mean dense fog, with very limited visibilities. Be careful if you're in one of those areas out there. Remember, slow down, and be prepared to stop, because you don't know what's going to happen in the dense fog. Now, seas today, 3 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf and the Baywater temperature here in the Tampa Bay area is both at 70 degrees right now. Low tide 7:33 a.m., high tide 3:03 p.m. And again, chance of showers, thunderstorms between 1 and 4 p.m. today, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. Areas of dense fog located all through the state of Florida this morning. Should be breaking up and gone by 10 a.m. The high today near 77 degrees. And, again, winds this afternoon gusting as high as 25 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation, 90%. And we could have between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of rain, except for some higher amounts possible in thunderstorms, depending on where you're at. Now, we'll see how all that plays out. Because, again, we still got the tourists down here, and a lot of people are still here from the football game the other night. And it's all good. It's all good. All right, let's go to the telephone lines, and good morning, Ian. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I wanted to answer Dan's question. He said, when did we get involved in the Middle East, okay? Well, I remember it like yesterday when it happened, and I read the documents. In 1971, the last vestiges of the British Empire, remember, it was the Brits that controlled the Middle East.
It was.
They withdrew east of the Suez. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Mm-hmm. When they withdrew because their empire finally collapsed, we rushed in and filled the vacuum. That's when it occurred in 71. And the secondary reason we're there is to protect Israel. If you go back to Zero Hedge about a month and a half ago in November, Trump admitted it. It never came out in the media, but he admitted it. He said, we don't need the oil anymore. We're there to protect Israel. Okay?
Right.
And we basically displaced the imperial Great Britain and rushed into the Middle East in the Nixon administration and picked up the ball and have been the policeman over there. That's number one. Number two, Dan, excellent call. Number three, I've always agreed with Lily Pat's strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere around the world, you know how I feel we should get out of the Middle East. We should support Israel, but we don't have to be their mercenaries anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're strong enough to take care of themselves.
You bet.
And we can lily pad on the Middle East and not get sucked into that sand trap. Now, people are not going to like what I'm about to say. They're going to think I'm a communist and a defeatist, but I'm not. Afghanistan, Iraq, the North Korea, South Korea thing, they're basically stalemates, and we need to put them to bed. And Trump's trying to put them to bed, because think of it this way. The United States is an imperial empire now. We're a business. We got too many branch offices that are unproductive and don't produce anymore, and they're a drag on us. And that's what Trump's trying to do. He's trying to solve these festering problems like Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, the North Korea, South Korea thing, because these branch offices are no longer productive, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're draining away from the core, which is the continental United States, the homeland. And my last thing I want to put out, and this is where people are going to get mad. Putin, China, North Korea, the Castro commie clowns down in Cuba, Venezuela, and Iran, as far as I'm concerned, they're sitting back laughing at us, because you know what they're saying? Look at these dumb Americans. They can't even close their own border. And if somebody says racist, their whole system comes to a paralyzed state, and they can't even protect their own border.
Yeah.
Do you realize what kind of weakness we're projecting on the international stage?
Of course.
We can't even police our own border?
Of course.
Think about that, friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think very hard about that.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Thanks for taking my call and listening to my rant.
All right. Well, it's a good rant. And by the way, that is true. If you're Cuba, North Korea, Venezuela, and you're watching and listening to all the stuff going on about our border here. Oh, we've been so unhumanitarian, and all the poor women and all the poor children. No. We are a nation of laws. If you want to come into this country legally and do what it takes to get here legally, guess what? I got no problem at all. No problem at all. But when you want to sneak in here and either climb over, dig under, slip through, whatever words you want to use, to come into this country illegally, and then take advantage of our system, because there will be people along the line that will help you get fake IDs and fake proof, and you'll wind up getting benefits from the government, because nine times out of ten you wind up on the government dole to begin with. I'm dead set against that. If you want to come here legally and do what it takes to be an American citizen and assimilate into our culture, we welcome you. But don't try it the other way around. And again, I get sick and tired of hearing these liberals say, well, you know, the majority of the people don't want the wall. You know, the majority of the people, they want the people to come in here. They want an open border. No, they don't. What are you smoking, Democrats? What are you smoking? I can show you poll after poll after poll after poll after poll, whether it's an independent poll, whether it's a liberal poll, whether it's a conservative poll, whether it's a Harry Kushner poll or whatnot, where the majority of the people, all the polls cast, and by the way, go to Real Clear Politics and take a look at the average. Ask a question and then look up a poll and take a look at the average of the polls. At one time, it was 70% of the country. 70% of the country wants the wall. Now it's 63%. So with all the apathy that's gone on, they've lowered that down to 63%. But guess what? When it comes to legal or illegal, 80% of the country come here legally, we welcome you, not illegally. Those are the numbers. Look them up. And I'll tell you, we are the greatest nation on the planet Earth to be. That's why everybody wants to come here. But there are bad people that want to do bad things to good people in the mix that we have to vet and not let them into our country. We don't know who's sneaking into this country. We don't know. We've had all types of evidence that there's been bad people that have snuck into this country with things and clothing and brochures and documents that have been left in the deserts, coming across in Arizona, New Mexico, parts of California. They found all kinds of things that indicate some very bad people are coming into this country. And then you've got the issue with the police officer, Corporal Singh, and what happened to him with a guy that never should have been here. He should have been deported. Two DWIs, should have been deported, sent out, and never allowed to come back again. But California, sanctuary state, go figure. All righty, well, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Top of the hour news, and we'll be right back. See ya after the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.